What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given power and the gifts given to you. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become a writer of your own destiny, here in this podcast, you're going to find that inspiration, the practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. Listen, bitch, you're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Would it be weird to say that I'm excited? I'm always excited, aren't I? But that it's just it's a beautiful energy. You guys, I checked some analytics today and I am in the top 1% of podcasters. That's kind of a big deal. I'm very excited about that, considering I didn't know what the fuck I was doing when I started and considering the fact I still don't. I do not. I run this thing so raw and simple that I've been embarrassed to bring on people that I actually know. So that's hilarious. But we're going to have this conversation about the price of living a bullshit life. Okay. A little deep dive. We're going to peep into the circus where living inauthentically is the name of the game and the price of admission is your soul. Okay. I just think it's fucking absurd to pretend to be someone you're not. And why do we do this anyway? Because honestly, living a life that's not authentic, you becoming a person who is not authentic, you're renting this fancy ass, gorgeous, beautiful mansion and the roof fucking leaks. So everything looks shiny and cool on the outside, but inside it's a hot mess. There's insecurity, anxiety, basically existential dread. Okay. And then you've got, therapy bills because you're dealing with this. So why the fuck do we do this? That's the $1 million question. Why are people out here living a life that is more fake than a reality TV star's tan? I guess if I was really going to break down this answer, I would say that people really struggle with fear and insecurity. And these are the people that are going to whisper sweet nothings into your ears and convince you that being yourself just isn't going to cut it. And then if you bring into account the social media shit show, the land of filtered selfies and the hashtag blessed, hashtags. Social media is like the high school cafeteria of inauthenticity. That's where we compete to see who can plaster the biggest, most fake smile on their face, while they're crying in the girls' bathroom later. You're trying to swim with anvils tied to your ankles, you guys. Living a fake life is fucking exhausting. I don't have the energy to be fake. This is why I've promised to always be honest with you guys. Do not hide. Do not sugarcoat. It's a lot. It is a lot. And I get that I'm at a point now where people are going to start seeing the cool side of podcasts, right? They're going to be like, damn, she's really doing it. Top 1%. And she's getting, thousands of downloads and her popularity is picking up and she's getting sponsors. And you guys are going to see that because I haven't given up. But what you don't see is how many days that I've come in this office kicking and screaming because I didn't want to show up for myself because I'm tired. The world around me is falling apart. And you don't see that commitment, the commitment to growth of like doing personal development, no matter how hard it is to look in the mirror. Sometimes I'm doing that, but people are going to walk in on, my chapter 27 and think that they can start on day one and be there. Okay. That's why I'm not going to fake this. Faking it is soul crushing and a colossal waste of time. Okay. There is nothing this world needs more than you to embrace your fucking weird, glorious, and perfect self. And take a little advice from me, flip the bird to anyone who tells you otherwise. You want to live authentic in a world full of fake ass bullshit. And there's a lot of myths. There's a lot of facades. I want you to get past that and celebrate the glory of embracing who you are. This is a gift. Like, God has literally signed off on this gift for you, and you have this beautiful Christ self within the soul that is full of power. So while everyone's out there striving to fit in and conform into this cookie cutter mold and pretending that they've got their shit together and they're crying in their pillow every night, their relationships are falling apart, they're binge eating, they're secretly hating themselves while they're posting these fucking perfect pictures, the magical land of Instagram, right? And everybody's like, we're there for the aesthetic, but that's not real, is it? This is where filters reign supreme and reality is dying a slow and painful death, because nothing says authentic life like staging the perfect moment while your life is falling apart. I mean, why don't we just celebrate the joy of self-abandonment? Why be yourself when you can be whoever the hell society wants you to be? That's selling your soul. And that's how the devil creeps in. And it's easy. It's easy because it's tempting and people are literally going to program you to be who they want you to be. You just put on that mask, right? And instead of, you know, being Batman, you're pretending to be a functional adult that has their shit together. But I'm going to be honest, you're not fooling anyone. You're not fooling yourself and you're not fooling anyone else. Radical idea, okay? Embrace your weirdness. Instead of hiding your quirks like they're dirty little secrets, why not use this as an opportunity to flaunt? Why don't you flaunt them like a badge of honor? Embrace your weirdness. That is how I've decided to give society the middle finger. Okay. There's so much power in living a life that is authentic. Just being yourself, unleashing that inner badass, that soul that is calibrated to ultimate power. That's how you get the superhero within yourself to emerge. This is where you step up in the face of adversity and become your own hero. It's not just about, you know, being yourself and saying fuck societal expectations. You're going to embrace your flaws. We need your brand of weirdness, your snark. It's the holy grail of existence. Authenticity is magic. And it is so easy. Is that the problem? Is that the simplicity of just being you is too easy? You have to make this hard for yourself? Because it's exhausting. It's exhausting to pretend to be someone, to pretend to tolerate the bullshit. I will not just bring anybody on this podcast. I won't, because the conversation next to me, if I don't agree, there's no way I can fake it. There's no way that I can pretend it's something I could support or sign off on. Like, I'm not going to bring Dylan Mulvaney on my podcast. Okay. I think it's a slap in the face, because who is being more inauthentic than someone that's born with a tick, with a tick? That's probably the size of it, why he thinks he's a girl. But just taking that empowerment, I don't care how any of the Dylans in the world want to dress, but because you want to play pretend, I don't have to sign off on that. I don't have the energy to sign off on that. And you're slapping me in the face, considering everything I go through to be a woman. When you have Mother Nature knocking on your door every single month saying, hey, guess what, bitch, we're not pregnant, so I'm going to make you feel like shit for a couple days. Okay. This is happening to you. And you go through the process of, you know, your body changing, expanding six times over in pregnancy, or to be on a table six times for a cesarean section, or to nurse babies for over 12 years. When you do those things, I'll respect and honor that you are a woman. I don't have the energy to fake it. I don't know how anybody has the energy to fake it. I'm not going to pretend to tolerate things that don't make sense in a world of delusion. Being honest is easy. Being honest, being who you are to your core. Yeah, I know it's going to piss people off. Those aren't the people I want tuning in, right? If everybody wants to live in a land of delusion, this is not the podcast for you. Pretending to be someone you're not is as satisfying as eating a cardboard fucking sandwich. Bland, unsatisfying, and you're going to feel completely empty inside. So we want to say, fuck the circus. Fuck the people that are wearing masks screw you for juggling your insecurity like a, you know, flaming fucking chainsaw. You have a golden ticket out of the shit show. And it starts with embracing your authenticity. And you watch these fake bitches scatter like cockroaches. That's it. And then all of a sudden, when you embrace who you are, because if you stand for something, everybody calibrates to that confidence. Standing for nothing is never going to pave a way for you. And it's easy when you find the things that you love, that honor, you know, your core values, your ethics, your beliefs, you stop giving a fuck. Nothing is more liberating than not giving a fuck. And when you're authentically you, the opinions of other people don't matter anymore. So it doesn't, who cares about who cares? Your tribe of fucking weirdos will calibrate to you. I know what it feels like to be, you know, the odd one out in a sea of normalcy. I know that. My brain has never been a brain that fits in. There was a part of me that really tried for a long time, and I look back and I reflect on that and I see how disappointing it was. I'm ashamed of ever wanting to fit in and be accepted. But no matter what, there, I promise there's people out there that are just as weird as you, waiting for you to bring your strange magic into this world. And you're never going to find them if you're too busy pretending to be someone else. Nothing in your life is going to be real. It's not. And that was a non-negotiable when I married my husband. Even before I called him into my life, even before I let, you know, God bring the winds of blessings to me, I was very firm in the fact that whoever came into my life had to accept me for exactly who I was. That's it. Non-negotiable. I wasn't going to pretend to be someone else a minute longer, not to make anyone happy. I didn't have the energy with four kids and, you know, a life of trauma to heal and move forward through. I wasn't going to hide behind a fucking filter. You want to live your life, then, you know, don't just use authenticity as a buzzword. That is the key to unlocking something that's epic and real. Live life like you mean it. That's what a badass would do. There's this, you've got to navigate through self-presentation, who you are and who you put out to the world. This matters. I want your self-image to be something that you wear like a crown. Because we are surrounded in this world with superficial bullshit. People hiding behind Photoshop and filters, and I want you to care. I want you to care. I want you to stop buying people's stories of perfection. It's bullshit. And it's a sign of massive insecurity. Massive insecurity. And I feel like people don't care about love and happiness anymore. They don't care about real world peace. What matters to them is how many likes their latest selfie is going to get. Because that's what people are relying on to boost their self-esteem. Strangers on the internet validating your existence with a double tap. I've learned to not give a fuck about followers. I love them and I have some incredible followers, but I do not base any choice I make on that. And I will not fake my life to get the likes, because what is on the other side of that? An empty, cold existence. Society has this ideal that, you know, who cares if you're comfortable? You know, as long as you look good, that's all that matters, right? And taking Photoshop to make all your flaws disappear because you think that once you have this fake image on the internet, that looks good and people are liking that, there's something that they're going to like about you. That's not real. You know how many people I meet face to face that don't look like their fucking profile picture? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I don't fuck with filters. I don't think it's fair. Soul crushing. Soul crushing. Your image matters. Fuck it to society's impossible standards. Embrace the mess. What are some steps you can take today to start representing a self-image that honors your values, that requires intentional, we're talking about intention, intentional reflection and action? It's back to the basics. Every time we have a conversation, I'm just going to keep reminding you how fucking easy it can be. Okay? Simple. Simple is the word, right? Because doing this is not easy. None of it's easy, but it's very fucking simple and we overthink it, we overcomplicate it, and then we just get lost in the hamster wheel of crazy. Identify your core values. Take that time to reflect on what truly matters to you. What principles guide your decisions and your actions? Write down your core values: honesty, kindness, integrity, or something else entirely. I can still not support a man claiming to identify as a woman. I cannot support that and still be kind. I don't care how people want to dress. I don't care about any of that. What I care is that you're, taking a delusion and trying to make that something that I should have to accept. You haven't even accepted yourself, but you're asking other people to accept you. I have a lot of respect for, a guy who's going to dress up like a girl. I get it, bitch. I'm addicted to the makeup and the hair. Like, I'm obsessed. If I was a guy, I think I would still love it. How could you not love it? But I'm not going to walk around taking women's rights and slapping them back, centuries. It's, I'm, you know, y yeah, if you have a dick, you're not a chick, okay? And you can do that with kindness. That is my core value. That is my honesty. That is my truth. That is my integrity. That is my kindness. Your core values can still come out, and people are still going to find a way for it to piss them off. And there's still going to be people out there defending a situation like this. They were born in the wrong body. Well, delusionally. So, okay. I can identify as a cat. It's not going to make me a cat. The science and the DNA are just going to never let me be a cat. But if I love dressing up and pretending to be a cat, absolutely, that would be my choice. That's my delusion. Okay. That would be my reality, right? You've got to identify who you are at your core and take what matters to you, and things are going to calibrate to that. Align your actions with those values. So when you identify at your core of who you are, you get to assess whether or not your current behaviors and choices align with them. Are you living in accordance with what you believe? And this is where you can find places in your life to make changes or to better honor the value system that you have. There's a lot of places I need to grow as a person. Absolutely. One of those places is behind the wheel in my car, because no matter how kind I talk about being, there's always some stupid dumb fuck in front of me who's a fucking idiot. Okay. I don't know what it is about being, behind the wheel that changes that dynamic, but that doesn't align with my core value of, like, I want to embrace everything with love. With love, I think Dylan Mulvaney or whatever, his name is, I think needs some extensive therapy. That's love and that's kindness. That's how I would embrace that. Then, you take this, your core values, and you think about the things that you want to honor in your life, the things that you're proud of, the things that you want to align your legacy with. It took me a long road to get there, but I really do live my life with the intention of knowing that I want to walk in the love that Christ walked in. I want to let the Christ within me, that magical DNA power that I was given as a co-creator of my life, knowing that my story is not over. Every chapter I write, I want to walk in love. Love doesn't mean I have to sell out. Love doesn't mean I accept everything. Love comes from a place of, you know, not judgment, but genuine, like, get help. Okay. And I honestly know I am embarrassed about how I am behind the wheel of the car because my kids are seeing that. And it is automatic. It's like so sub-programmed that it's got to be part of my intentions with my next round of microdosing or something. But everything else, it's so easy for me. It's easy for me to think about how can I face this with love? And I don't get it right 100% of the time. And I always get to reflect on that. And thank God for every time I get a chance to do it right. You got to set the clear intention, determine how you want to represent yourself to the world based on your values. And you set those intentions for how you're going to embody those values through your actions, your words, and your interactions with other people. Practice that authenticity. It's the key to representing that self-image that honors your values. Being genuine and true to yourself in all aspects of your life is so easy. Anvils on your ankles and you're swimming in the ocean when you try to pretend to be someone you're not, or you compromise your values to fit in with other people. At the end of the day, you have to look yourself in the mirror and be able to live with that. When it's all said and done on the day of judgment, are you going to be able to say you lived your life by your values? Or are you going to blame everybody else and sell out? You have to communicate what you believe openly and honestly with other people. Share what you stand for. Share why it's important to you. Have the difficult conversation. Stand up for your beliefs when it's necessary. When it's necessary, stand up. If you don't stand up for something, you stand for nothing. It's not about being afraid that, you know, I just pissed off a lot of people and I lost a bunch of followers on this podcast because I believe there's two genders. That is my core value. That's my core belief. And I'm not going to sell out just to get some extra followers. I'm not going to pretend that's not what I believe and sit and have a face-to-face conversation with someone, you know, who's literally stabbing me in the back by trying to pretend they should have any honor or value or integrity in pretending to be a woman. Not when it takes work to be here. I think women are such a gift. We hold more power than we've ever been credited for. Absolutely. We are the backbone of so many things. We are the energy behind every beautiful, positive decision that is put out in the world. We set the intention and the energy in our homes. The fate of the children it's in our hands. That's powerful. We bring spirits to the human world. We do that. Of course, I'm going to stand up for that. And there's someone out there that's going to love that. They're going to see, wow, Brandon's really speaking up for that because I do kind of align with that. But I'm so afraid of what everybody's going to say because the popular thing now is, what do we identify as? I mean, I do a podcast Monday through Friday. Do I identify as a game host? Absolutely not. No one's running a game show here. It's a podcast. You've got to learn to communicate and have those conversations for your beliefs and lead by example. Lead by example. I want to stand up for something so I can empower other people to stand up for that. I want to stand up for the power of becoming the best version of who you are in the most real, authentic way possible, because that is how we make a shift in the world. That is how we change energy. That is how we calibrate love and peace and joy into our lives. And you have to go through and regularly reflect on actions and behaviors, and just to ensure that you are continuing to align with your values. Be willing to adjust as many times as you can or you want or you need to. I mean, over a year ago, I guess it's been like almost 2 years, I was reading tarot cards and calling in spirits, okay? I was holding hands with the devil and I was in denial. I don't have to stay the same version of someone I was trying to be when I was trying to figure out who the fuck I was. I don't have to stay her. And it's, you know, I know people will come back in my life and be like, I saw this of you. I saw these videos of you doing this. Who do you think you are? You think you're walking with Christ? Because I saw this. Yeah, I learned and I grew from that. You get to see that level of growth. Like, I don't have to be the same person that I was 6 months ago. You don't have to be the same person. You just have to be who you are at your core, your real, authentic self. You've got to dig deep and find that moral compass. Stop being so lazy. I get that your soul's a little murky right now, but if you can find that compass buried under the layers of Netflix binges and regrettable late nights, you're on the right track. And that same shelf where you left your dreams to collect dust, grab your values while you're there, okay? Wipe off the cobwebs, revisit the values, and slap some integrity on your forehead. Now that you're starting to remember what the hell your values are, slap that integrity on your forehead. Live in integrity like it's a goddamn badge of honor, okay? Without being a pretentious jerk. Say bye, bitch, to the hypocrisy. Okay. I want you to solemnly swear to practice what you preach, even if it means giving up your late night taco runs. Okay. The struggle is real. Embrace your inner weirdo. Embrace your quirks, your flaws, everything that makes you who you are. What I've heard people say that normal is just a setting on a dryer. Own your shit like a boss. I don't give a fuck if you're a hot mess or a picture perfect saint. Own your shit like it's a masterpiece by fucking Picasso. Unapologetic. And the world will bow down in awe. Or in my case, probably a lot of you bitches are confused, but close enough, okay? And you want to share this energy like it's confetti at a parade. You want to share your values with the world. You want to inspire other people to do the same. This is how we create that kick-ass army of integrity-loving, value-honoring warrior badasses. Okay? So I want you to embrace your fucking inner weirdo and kick some moral ass. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be. Own your shit and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment. Flawed, fantastic, fucking beautiful badass. It's Brandon Lynette here reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You're in the arena. Keep swinging, bitch.